Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 130 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday, shorty style. In today's episode, we're talking about social media and the fact that your peers are not your audience. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey you guys, Maestro here, and today we're talking about social media. Just in case you're wondering, and you're like, where the heck was the last long episode? Some people really pay attention to details, and yes, this is an even podcast episode, which means it should be a long one. But remember, I'm taking a break from the long episodes for the summer, so I will only be releasing new episodes on Thursday and doing my best to actually keep them as shorties. But back to the topic here, social media. We are currently, it's like a million people, I and Lex, right, my team, we are currently in the middle of my Maestro Show Up to Blow Up 7-day online Instagram challenge, and it is going amazing. Absolutely phenomenal. The outpouring has just been incredible. 1,500 people signed up. I'm just like blown away. But as with everything, I like to find the, you know, bigger pictures and some lessons out of it. And the big thing that keeps coming up is this kind of imposter syndrome. People are worried about what other people might say. And that's a large reason, or a main reason, why I started the challenge in the first place. Because I do talk to a lot of people, and I hear what they have to say. And I'm like, dude, why aren't you sharing this? This is great. And they all say the same thing. You know, it's not new. Someone else is saying it. And to every single person, I say the same thing. It's always new to someone. We have to remember who we're trying to connect with and who we're trying to speak to when we're on social media. My world is obviously, you know, very heavily the physical therapy world. And one of the things that I see, and, you know, I made an episode about it not too, you know, however far back, I see a lot of PTs just attacking other PTs and demanding the evidence and just trolling other PTs. And it's kind of like, this is not what the platform is for. And realistically, I think that the majority of people, movement professionals that are putting content out, they're not putting it out for other professionals, and they forget that. And that's all they see is other professionals, and then they're worried that the other professionals are going to say something to them. We have to remember who your audience is. Put the blinders on. One of the best things that I can recommend doing, honestly, and I may catch some heat for this, and I don't care, is to unfollow your quote-unquote competition. Yes, it's collaboration, not competition. We're all in this together. We can definitely learn things from each other, but I see it going the other way, where people are just so scared to post because they're worried about what someone else is doing, what someone else is going to say, or I don't have anything new to say. Remember who you are speaking to. I did that episode with Jill Coleman, and she introduced that niche and pitch drill that I'd have everyone do. I'll link it in the show notes. But I want you guys to sit and figure out, who am I trying to speak to? For most people, they're trying to speak to, you know, prospective patients and clients. As such, everything you know is new to them. Maybe you don't think it's new to Instagram because you saw someone else do it. But if you go back to episode 1 of Maestro on the Mic, I can link it. It sounds funny, but I can link that one. If you go back to that episode, it was all about Nespresso makers and the fact that variety is the spice of life. My friend had bought an espresso maker, and I was like, why the hell are you buying that thing? And I was like, at the end of the day, it's because that's what she wants. Right? There's a reason that there are 57 different kinds of salsa, or however many, on the shelf, because variety is the spice of life. I can say one thing, you can say the exact same thing, and the person listening to it may like the way that you say it better, Or maybe you guys have seen me when I talk, I'm like flailing my hands all over the place, I'm like crazy. Maybe they're just like, that is too much for me. And they prefer how you say it and how you present things. So I want everyone, right? Because there's just been such an amazing outpouring here and people are DMing me being like, thank you, I was so scared. I posted, and mind you, we're not that far into the challenge, but people are like, I've posted, people are reaching out to me. People are saying that my post is really good or that it really helped them. And I'm like, yes, you are connecting with your audience. And that is what it's all about, connection, right? Figure out who your audience is and then speak to them. And for the majority of you guys out there, your peers are not your audience. So it is perfectly fine. I just had a discussion with someone today actually about this. It's perfectly fine to mute accounts if you're, you know, nervous about blocking them, right? Or, you know, nervous about unfollowing them, then don't unfollow them. It's fine. Just mute them. Put the blinders on. I actually was listening to a clip of a podcast episode with my Facebook ads manager. Yes, I hired someone because I was like, I can't do this shit myself. And it was a brilliant clip. And it was just exactly that she's like, I don't know what my competition is doing because I'm not watching them. I'm too busy making money for my clients, you know, for myself. And I was like, yes, that is amazing. Right? So gonna wrap it up because it is a Thursday shorty. For all of you out there that are, you know, wanting to post more, wanting to do more on social media, because you know I love it. I sing its praises because it really can be just incredible. If that's you and you're worried about what your peers might say, remember, they are not your audience. If you're worried that you have nothing new to say, remember, when you're speaking to your actual audience, everything that you have to say is new. Everything that you have to say can help them. Alrighty, folks, thank you for tuning in. I don't think I've asked in a while, so I'm gonna ask today. If you liked it, give me some stars, preferably 5. If you loved it, subscribe so you never miss a thing. Alright, officially wrapping it up, you guys. Until next time, friends, Maestro